musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. And you've made it to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. In the studio with me, we've got Michael Amade to my left.
Hello.
And to his left, we've got the board monkey operating all things technical.
Hello, Clarice.
Hello.
Hello.
Felicity is my name.
I'm sorry. Hi, Felicity.
And you're Henrietta.
Henrietta.
And this also goes out to...
Clarice is you.
Yes, Clarice is me. Yes. That's my new name.
That's,
yes.
Those are our drag queen names.
We're also going to give a shout out to George and...
George and James.
George and James.
And, of course, Delilah Winters.
Yes, and Delilah Winters, thank you for the great time Wednesday.
Excellent.
Wow. Okay.
I never thought you would say thank you for the great time on Wednesday to a drag queen ever in your life.
Now that everybody knows we're talking about drag queens, this conversation has become awkward.
Very.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic,
We do poetry here. We do need to pay our bills. I need to let you know that this hour is being brought to you by At the Beach Tanning Salon, 31 locations in the Denver metro area. Go to KZKO Radio, or excuse me, KZKO.com. Yeah, KZKOradio.com.
Yeah, that'd actually be the right one.
That place. You know what? Just click your web browser. Check it out. $30 gift card to At the Beach. That's ATBTanning.com. And, of course, Denver Autos. Contact Gonzalo. He's a busy man. He's got two phone lines, 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. And he has two shops located at 6570 North Federal and 5400 North Federal. Check both locations out. Or if you want to save time, hit him on the web at denverautostore.com.
Do you think those different numbers are the different locations?
Maybe. All right.
It boggles the mind.
So I had hinted around online that we had a little surprise for tonight. So, I'm going to give the rules. Our surprise is, as of this moment, we are hijacking KZKO. We are going to stay on the air as long as we have original callers. One call per person. Call in, share in your poetry. We've had complaints that a lot of callers are not getting through, so we're going to stay on as long as we have calls going.
Wait, how long are we hijacking this?
Until we run out of calls. If I have to read two poems in a row to cover time, we're out of here.
Whoa.
I know.
It's sudden death. We have barricaded ourselves in the studio, made a list of absurd demands, things like football helmets full of cottage cheese.
Exactly.
Thank God I brought my wet wipes.
I want a million helicopters and $1. I'm just playing. They
can't. That way they'll never know which helicopter the dollar's on.
Exactly.
But we have made these demands. We are hijacking officially the station tonight.
Exactly. And we want 1 to 3 minute poetry. We want something that the kids can listen to. We do push the boundaries as far as content. So if you're easily offended, I apologize. We will never censor our poetry here.
That's true.
It's an art form, guys. Get over it. All right. Speaking of getting over it, we have a brand new caller to the show. He is somebody that is part of our inner circle, the Poetic Mafia. He is our enforcer. He is from Nebraska. Please welcome Aaron.
Hey, Todd. How's it going, man?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. It's finally good to get a hold of you again, man.
I know. We haven't talked in forever, man.
It's been about 3 years, I think.
Yeah. How's things with you?
It's good. You know, I'm working out the nuclear power plant here in Omaha and just trying to live life day at a time.
So are you going to read us some of your glow-in-the-dark poetry?
Yeah, actually, I've got two poems I'm going to read for you. The first one I read, actually both of them I read for you at Five Leaves when you first discovered me. And the first one's dedicated to my brother, and I wrote this one 2 years ago. It's called My Hero, My Protector.
All right.
All right. It's funny, memories, how they remind me of you. I always followed your lead. You were my hero. It was a summer of hot days, mom's cold lemonades, somewhere in between the ages of 3 and 4. Missouri was always nice, at least the view. We were playing follow the leader. You led, as always. I couldn't keep up. My screams and tears flowed and echoed. Mean old bumblebee. Yet in an instant, you were by my side, guiding me home. My hero. Do you remember the 4th of July there? I do. You and Dad were shooting Roman candles and sparklers. I stayed by Mom, too scared to try. God, how I wish I was like you. Brave. Fearless. My hero. I was never brave or fearless. I was a sickly calf. Mama's boy. The outcast of your approval. It's funny, time. God, how it changes people. We were but teens living in Japan. So many memories, many good, some bad. It was at this point in my life I realized I was losing my best friend, my protector. Between the summer of 98 and 99, we would spend our last summer together, swimming at the O Club at the base, rollerblading at the skate park in Yokosuka, boogie boarding the shores of Sagami Bay and Zushi and Kamakura Beach, then spending countless hours with our friends in Yokohama. It pissed me off losing you, growing distant, and yet, still, so far from your approval. It's funny, time. God, how it changes people. Marion, yeah, you remember that shitty town. We were more distant then, but regardless, I was always under your wing of protection, even if I was a social outcast. It was freshman year, a new school, new people, and made the JV baseball team. And in the cafeteria, the varsity players were making me do push-ups in front of everyone until you stepped in and told them off, saving me again, this time, from humiliation. Your first car, man, I remember it well. You loved that green two-door Mustang. It was a manual and lightning fast. I didn't think you could get any cooler. You'd take me to school every day, though that morning would be our last. I was near inches from death that morning, yet your foot hit the brake just in time, keeping my head attached, not open or bleeding and lifeless on that Blazer's grill. You lost your car, but kept me. It happened so fast, but this time you saved my life, not my reputation. And still, my hero. Time passed, graduation came and left, we grew apart, and I hated you for leaving me. I knew you didn't have a choice. The military made you a real man, though you were still an ass and just as cocky, if not more so. You left me being solely my hero, my protector, but came back everyone's. God, how I envied you. You were my hero. It's funny, time. God, how it changes people. Me, I graduated, but I didn't follow your lead. I tried, but it wasn't good enough. That, too, pissed me off. I settled for less and was caught within deceiver's lies, manipulated into loving something she wasn't, dealing with lies, years wasted on nothing. I had two beautiful children. They know you well. Uncle Josh, they scream when they see you, because you are their hero now, too. Yet because of my poor choices, I wasn't always able to give them what they deserved, and I would ask you-know-who for help. Yet you did it alone, and you did it on your own. I could always see, feel, hear the disappointment from you, again falling short of your approval. Yet you remain my hero. We're adults now, living two separate lives, mine nowhere close to what I once imagined for myself. Disappointment never looks so gloomy in the mirror, but it's getting better. I'm getting stronger, wiser, more dependent on myself, making my own path. We still talk from time to time. I still think you're an ass and just as cocky, or maybe more confident of who you are and what you've become. I'm not quite sure. But it doesn't really matter. You're still my hero. My protector. Though my comings may fall short of your approval, big brother, you've always had mine, and I love you.
Right on. Brother, very well done.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of amazing, just a little bit about that. I don't know if you remember or not, but that was the first time that my entire family was able to show up to me reading poetry live. And I got to actually read that poem specifically for my brother, and I dedicated it to him while he was there in Colorado visiting. And it was just the biggest honor to be able to do that.
I've got to say, I remember that night clearly, having your family there.
Yeah.
Just was one of the most amazing nights that I had hosting a live event. Thank you very much, brother.
Absolutely.
And you said you had number two for us, right?
Yeah, I've got one more. It's called Be It the Day. It's inspired by Shakespeare and something a little bit outside of my normal comfort zone for writing in Old English style. But I wanted to share it with you guys tonight, and hopefully you guys will enjoy it.
All right.
All right, this is called Be It the Day. Love knows not boundaries of time, nor seeketh games of confusion. As I sail your heart of desire, it is the more to which I tie my soul. Raise up that goblet, Aphrodite. Toast true passion's fire. Let us quench it, our sensations. Set aflame our rose-colored glasses. Our love shall be an ever-fixed mark, as I am the compass, and thou art my true north. The north star that shineth evermore, by your light I shall find my bearing, always. Thou art the fairest and most precious jewel, lest my eyes play its tricks upon fragile mind. The very moment, no, second, I viewed thy splendor. That be the day the earth stood still.
Nice. I can't speak for the grand old bard, but if you were alive, he'd be saying, wow, that was a great poem. I'm just saying.
I appreciate that. I really do.
Thank you, brother. As always, you're always welcome at any of my shows, and I'm thank you for calling our radio show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Right on. I miss you, brother.
I miss you too, man. You take care of the family and tell them I said hi.
Right on. I'll give you a call on your personal line this weekend.
Definitely. I'll look forward to it.
Right on. So that's it. If you want to call in like Aaron, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And don't forget, this week is World Poetry Open Mic, the Pirate Edition. We are commanding control of the station.
We are taking the Black Pearl to... I'm just kidding.
I found out that they couldn't quite get your 1 million helicopters. Apparently they don't all exist.
They don't... What?
So they're sending two.
Two. So now the dollar could be in one. Or it could be in two.
Or the other. Or we could really trick him, put it in my wallet, and I will go spend it at Waffle House.
There you go. All right. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to queue up our next caller. You're listening to KZKL The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Hi-yo!
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Introducing the all-new Slim Ambition 8-Week Total Body Transformation Program. Finally, an answer to losing that fat.
My name is Tammy, and I want to tell you about my total body transformation. Back in January, I started a series of treatments at Slim Ambition. And here I am, 7 months later, 47 pounds lighter, 5 inches smaller around the waist, and 60 points lower in cholesterol. When I first walked into Slim Ambition, I was a little skeptical, but I was proven wrong. Mark and his team are great to work with. The staff is super friendly and so helpful. I knew the program was working when I got to go shopping for a whole new wardrobe twice. What I like best about Slim Ambition is that not only did it transform my body, it transformed my confidence, my health, and my life.
Sign up now for the 8-week body transformation. Get the tools you need to finally succeed. 24 treatments, meal plan, unlimited access to cardio equipment. More importantly, support and accountability to help you reach your ultimate goals. Call today to book your free consultation, 566-7307.
Jeff Leppard? No, Bon Jovi. I had to wait just a few more seconds. Sorry.
Premature yet again.
Vanilla Ice.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right.
You did this one. That was on the B side to Ninja Rap from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes, right? Very good. Well done, Mike.
Bon Jovi.
Thank you.
Well awesome. Done.
All right, so I was thinking during the break about this hostage situation, if you dare call it like that. But I was wondering who the hostage are.
Do we have the station hostage situation?
Do we have the station hostage, or do the poets have us hostage? We're going to just keep taking phone calls.
It's not really a hostage. It's a hijacking.
Or maybe we should just let everybody know that we were the ones locked in the studio. So
we locked it from the inside.
Okay.
We have all the keys.
Yeah.
Nobody can get in.
We locked it from the inside. That's why I can't open the door.
That's exactly right.
We have a special caller coming in from, I'm guessing, like 106. His name is Jack.
Yep, that's it. Probably close to 106 today, I think.
All nice. Right.
I hung out in the air conditioning, so I didn't worry about it too much.
Now, you ruined my mental image. I was thinking someone was suffering worse than I was today, so I was kind of happy about that. Thanks.
Wow, what a jerk you are.
You know, I'm glad I can be the source of your happiness.
Just because he knows that, you know, you might have been suffering more than...
Actually, your poetry is the source of my happiness, brother. How you doing?
There you go. What's going on? How are you, my poetic wavelength friends?
Oh, we are doing good.
We're doing excellent, man. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing great.
You got one to share with us?
Got a good one for you tonight. And this is actually one you read the other day. This one is called Disenchanted Sandcastles.
Nice.
This was a collaboration between myself and Frida once again, and tried to get her to call in, but I can't get her to call in, but I still think everybody needs to hear this poem.
We still love Frida, even though she doesn't call in. She's a great contributor to our show.
Oh, big time. So this one's called Disenchanted Sandcastles, and it is a collaboration between Frida and myself. And there's kind of two different voices going on here, but sorry, I've only got one, so that's how it's going to have to be. I averted my eyes so you would not see the color of destiny fading to gray. Cobalt thunderbolts had dimmed to a dingy shade of regrets. Yesterday's fervor suspended mid-flight. And I laughed, if not out of humor, but some odd sewn reason collecting on the seams of my thoughts, patterned after fracturing waves, finding their end on a zigzag shoreline. Like driftwood washed upon the brink, our passion waves stood motionless, dulled beneath a brilliant sun, blinded by the halting dark clouds. Digging in the sand, a shell held tightly between shivering fingers, searching for that which we had, moonlit sharing, reckless on flip-flop hopes and dance floor desires. Quixotic footprints in the surf gave way to dusty shadows upon broken sandcastles. Flying kites were just an illusion, their flight plummeting into the dark seas enveloping me. Frantically reaching, nothing is found but salted air, an empty hand of slow-motion wandering, scattering dreams like so many skipped stones on blank surfaces, only to understand sinking ends the illusion. You held me in your sight one last time. Guilt welled up dusky dreams in my tears, past written on elusive carbon copies of grievances that adulterated my heart. On this empty boardwalk, no carousel flashing lights or pizza vendors counting coins for change. I sit alone, my touch tracing our initials, carved of better days, worn smooth of memories, and as I know I am to blame, a tear finds my cheek, for I shall truly miss her.
Well done, my brother.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Jack, thank you for calling our show. You're such a longtime supporter, brother. I am very glad to have you and others like you supporting what we do tonight.
Well, I'm happy you guys are there. Man, this is a blast, and I hope we can keep this going for as long as I'm around, you know?
I was going to say, and who knows, as long as we're hostage tonight, maybe Frida will call in and share one with us.
Yeah, there you go. You never know. I know she's listening, so.
Come on in, sister.
There you go.
All right. If you want to call in like Jack, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. As always, we have some submissions this week. We'll get to those in a few minutes.
Yeah, we've got lots of time tonight.
Yeah, we do. We might be here. Do you think we can order out for some hostage special pizzas?
There we go.
I don't know. We'd have to unlock
the door, though.
See?
Why didn't we think of that?
We always think of the best things.
I didn't remember
after
food.
We're barricaded.
It's happened more than once, I can tell you.
Yes.
Well, we got a jar of peanut butter.
Exactly, and I've got some Snapple and some Monster, and I've got a couple of Halls.
I wonder if there's any mice in the building. Maybe we could...
Well,
start a fire or something.
The first thing you always think of is cannibalism. So I think you're handled for a while.
I literally, within 45 seconds of realizing there's no food source, I start to think of cannibalism. I don't know what it is.
You know, we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
You freak out and panic go straight
quickly,
to cannibalism.
Very quickly.
I don't know what the problem is, man.
That's
weird.
It's kind of a condition.
Maybe it's the fact that you watched Alive 25 times in a row.
That and Ravenous. Terrible movie.
All right, so left-hand segue. Ravenous for her poetry. We do have a caller from Pennsylvania. Please welcome Ellie.
Hey, J-Dot, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I was tough getting through tonight, but you got to just hang in there, you know?
I was going to say, all you have to do is hang in there because the lines will eventually open, and then there's your shot, and we're here for another 15-minute segment.
There you go. Called Hit Redial as many times as you have to.
Exactly. What you got for us tonight?
Well, it's called Symphony of Seasons, and it's a haiku quartet.
Ooh. And the haiku master is giving his thumbs up for approval, all 9 of his thumbs.
I know. I told him I had a surprise for him. First haiku, Lady Spring arrives with her silk petal caress, warming lovers' hearts. Summer, sweltering, neath rose arbor garden path, lazing in the shade. Waltz of autumn leaves, gowned in russet golden reds, neath the harvest moon. Winter's snow ballet, pirouetting midst the stars, crowned in crystal dawn.
Nice. Got one more, right?
Yeah, that was all 4 of them.
That was all 4? I lost count, but that was really good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed
Thank
that.
You.
Well
Thank
done.
You.
Well done.
A haiku quartet, I think that's the first time I've heard of that. We've had the trilogies that you do, but you're out doing the haiku master. We'll call you level 26 on that merit.
That was quick.
I know. Thank you, Ellie.
Oh, you're welcome. And you guys be blessed, and thank you for all you do. Hey, Phantom. Hey, Michael.
Hello.
Actually, Phantom is actually haunting Better Climbs right now.
Yeah,
she's out in Santa Cruz. I didn't even announce her tonight. I feel bad.
To be fair, I banned the Phantom. I exercised her temporarily from the studio for interrupting me and arguing with me.
Well, mostly because we also have it hijacked, which she can't get in now.
Exactly.
That's true.
We're
barricaded
in here, so she can't get in.
That whole secret circle thing really worked.
Definitely. Hijacking is a good thing.
It is.
Thank you, Ellie.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And we'll hear from you next week, okay?
All right. Bless you.
Bless
Bye.
You. If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598. There's still time to make this segment.
That's right. And it's 303-386-3598. Please help us make this hijacking not a lowjacking. Let's keep it on a high note.
Oh, you and your puns tonight.
I am terrible. You should see the things we're sending to each other here. It's terrible.
You're sending to me because I don't have the keyboard, but that's all right.
It's all my fault.
All right. As our board op is queuing up the next call, I do want to let you know we are going to keep going as long as there are callers. Be patient. Keep trying to call in, whether you're calling in from London, from Australia, from the People's Republic of Spokanistan, whatever.
From Korea.
Or from Michigan, like Dennis. Dennis, brother, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing this evening?
Oh, how's we're doing good. We're locked in. Send food.
Wait, I won't work. Envision food.
Give some food to the roof.
Us poets are not practical.
I know. I have a pen.
All
though.
Right. Well, I have a poem for you tonight. Tonight I'm sharing a sonnet, and the title is Endless Day.
All right.
When I consider life's varieties, its ebbs and flows like constant churning sea, we trudge through life with vague of assurities, with little thought of what's to come will be. We're valiant in our youth, no fear of death, believing we will live forevermore. But as we age, we shorter come of breath. We ponder, what awaits us on yonder shore? We seek a land we're told of heaven's grace, where none grow old and flowers never fade. An endless summer, smile upon each face, where love is true, its purest form displayed. I'll bide my time till I am called away, but still I long for the land of endless day.
Man, great sonnet, my friend.
Thank you.
I always marvel at your sonnetry. I write sonnets. That's my chosen form for the most part, and I always marvel at yours going, wow, I wish I could write like that.
That was great, man. That was really good, Dennis.
Well, thank you, and I hope we get a whole bunch of callers tonight and keep you on the air.
You know what? I hope we stay on the air, too. Aside from maybe having breakfast served in the studio, you know?
I think the owner of the station might be a little ticked, but you know what? Poetry is a revolution.
Yes, it is a poetic revolution tonight.
He's tied up in the back.
Yes, it is.
What?
Long live the revolution.
Viva la revolution.
Viva la poetry open mic. Dennis, thank you for calling in, brother.
Keep on keeping on. God bless y'all.
God bless you. If you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We've hijacked the studio this week. This is the pirate edition.
This is the Black Pearl edition of World Poetry Open.
I'm going to work on my Captain Jack Sparrow impersonation.
I'm always walking around like I got a peg leg anyway, so might as well just hijack.
I'm
disturbed about the boss being tied up in back. We better go check on him.
Yeah.
So now we do need to take a break.
Leave it to him to make it violent.
All right. So KZKO The Vibe, that's what you're tuned into, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next revolution in poetry radio.
I'm going to go check this out here.
Are you always asking yourself where I can get great protection for my wireless devices? Then go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. Originally designed to protect military helicopter blades, cars, airplanes, and boats from erosion, with modern-day research and improvement, the urethane films have resulted in today's ultimate protection for personal electronics. The Royal Wraps Clear Finish. Royal Wraps Matte Finish helps resist fingerprints from even starting and will keep your device looking new all the time. And check this out. You ever wanted your phone or tablet to reflect your favorite sports team, brand, or anything for that matter? Well, now you can. You can choose any design you want, and they will transform your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at techdefense.com or click the link on kzkoradio.com and protect yourself with royalty today.
Mercy sakes alive, this is C.W. McCollin. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on Jammin' KZKO, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Soundgarden.
And the song?
Shine Down.
No.
No.
Other way. Outshined.
Outshined. I knew it had shine in it. All right, so we're back. You've got World Poetry Open Mic. J. Todd in the studio by himself. I just want to let you know you're going to want to call in with your poetry. 303. You're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
What's up?
Well, do you want the good news or the bad news?
Well, I know you went to check on our butt. Well, I'll take the good news first.
Okay. Well, the good news is I found three boxes of bags of Skittles, so we're good on the food front.
All right.
Okay.
Keep my energy going.
That's, yeah. Yeah, like we need that.
Yes.
The bad news is that the rest of the KZKO staff are all tied together right now in the back room. And I know who did it.
So
because
this
only someone with 10 thumbs
can tie knots like that.
Can tie knots that way.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think we have found out that there's a slight malcontent ape in the audio booth.
There's a poem in that somewhere. I may have to write that. The malcontent ape.
The malcontent
ape. That'll be interesting to hear.
I know. I might work on that this week.
So anyway, I want to send an apology to the KZKO crew. We'll let you go
as soon as
it pleases us.
All right. All right. So, speaking of hostage situations, we have our next, shall we say, addition to our show. Please welcome and happy birthday to Mr. Bob from New Mexico. How you doing, brother?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thank you very much.
Do you have a good birthday?
It was good. Yeah, it was a nice, quiet day, uneventful. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. I got to say, I've reached that age where uneventful birthdays are really good.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of learned that at my age now.
So you got a poem to share with us tonight?
Yeah, I do. I feel like we're being a little silly. So I got one here called Onomatopoeia.
All right.
And it goes like this. Sweet sis of the ruckus, you're friendly and not stuck up. You're so quick to play my ears. People think you're so tough. I think you call their bluff. I like the way you slay my fears. Onomatopoeia, I'm so glad to hear you. You sound as you should be. Let the ruckus free ya, onomatopoeia. Then come dance with me. Onomatopoeia, silly word, don't fear ya. You sound just like your name. I only wish to see ya, onomatopoeia. Don't you know your fame? Life is on the even. I know I'm not dreaming. Don't you want to hear this song? Onomatopoeia, you sing and I feel ya. Now I want to sing along. So if you hear a loud pow, a roar or a bow wow, it's just Miss O who sings her song. Your life's on the even. Yes, you're not dreaming. Come with me and sing along. And there you go.
Nice, brother. Very well done.
Thank you.
All right. So you're calling in from New Mexico. If you want to call in like Bob from New Mexico, give us a call, 303-386-3598. If you're calling in from Australia, you're calling in from London.
It's still 303-386-3598.
Well, there's international codes, but I don't know those.
That's true.
If you're calling in from the Congo, I'm sure there's a code for that, too.
Well, probably. They have phones.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, this is our
pirate edition.
Our special pirate edition. I'm already getting hungry, guys.
World poetry. Oh, no.
I got to tell you, I get a little scared when I don't know where my next meal's coming from. Those Skittles, I try not to eat sugar.
Well, yeah.
Because it makes me crazy.
It does.
So, I'm just saying the hunger plus the sugar might result in something bad later.
Might result in something good, too, but we're not going to go into that. All right, so once again, call in 303-386-3598, just like Individuality did. Oh, or may not have.
Her voice got really high.
That was a really high-pitched voice. That did sounded nothing like Individuality.
No, definitely not.
While we sort out the problems, I'll read a quick one. This was entitled Bob's Lexicon. It was a quote that I read by Bob Dylan that spawned this poem. This is written back in 2011. Raise your voice in a joyous tone. Praise our Father and Creator. Make your pleasure in him known before the hour grows any later. Open your mouth and heartily sing whatever the words you to impart. Delight in the Father this doth bring, sharing what is written within your heart. All of the notes in the song unique, as distinct as the spirit that sings, your needs in the song bespeak, answered prayers are what it brings. Raise your voice up to the heavens above, whatever the tone and intonation, fill your heart with his adoration and love, which will only increase your own elation. Keep the song in your burgeoning heart from now until the day that you die, then you and the Father will never be apart. Sing a song to the Spirit in the sky.
It was good. I like that.
Thank you, brother.
So I do have to apologize. I goofed up.
You never do that. You're perfect, man.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll blame it on the system then.
There you go.
Okay.
It's so just we're going to try this again.
It's the man's fault, JT.
It's the man.
It's all the man.
That's why we're hijacking the station. Is
that's
so
right.
We can right the right
damn
the
man.
Damn that's the man.
Vive la revolution.
Speaking of somebody in the revolution, please welcome from New Orleans, Individuality.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome back to our show.
Nice to be back.
You got a poem to share with us?
Yeah, I didn't write anything new this week, so this one old. It's called Current Past.
All right.
Carry out your childish desires, however long they may take. The bruises you caused will surely heal, but there's no medicine for true heartbreak. The death of night, your blackened mask, to shield her from your current past, a combination that just won't last. Now you're freaked when your proudly shown present meets your greatly hidden current past. Sins and secrets were held. Lies were put under lock and key. Skeletons built up in a closet. The dirt you dashed, you kept discreet. Your past was current while your present was in place. A future like this would not end happily. So I resign as a character in your hidden affairs. I bid you yesterday, today, and tomorrow farewell.
Right on.
As always.
You are one of the future poetic masters coming up through this day and age. You are very talented.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't ever quit writing, Individuality. I love your stuff. I love the way you present it. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Excellent. By the way, tell your grandmother we said hi. I'm sorry I missed you on my phone call last weekend. Maybe we can talk another time, all right?
She told me.
Were you jealous?
Yeah, because she could have walked around the corner.
Well, you should have brought her the barbecue like you said you were going to do. Anyway, enough of the inside jokes. It was great talking with you. If you want to call in like Individuality, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Now, Individuality is an up-and-coming future poetic
master.
Which reminds me, since we've started the show, we have our own master right here.
Kind of like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
But with more words and less fighting.
Well,
that's because
at least on the air, people don't see what happens during our meetings.
There you go. That's because he is the Haiku Master.
I'm calling you the Haiku Master.
Hi-ya! Now, not a lot of people realize this. More people, as of late, are starting to realize this, that our board op is not only the most talented sound man in Denver, but he also spent 123 years studying on Mount Fuji, the art of haiku.
Where is Mount Fuji? Is that next to Mount Fiji?
Yeah, no.
I'm kidding.
All right.
Well, look at the looks that everybody's giving me right now.
What the heck are you doing, man?
I'm just screwing with you.
You should see the staff that's looking at you.
I know. Exactly. You should see this. Andy.
Andy's the chosen one.
Andy, really quickly, is our intern.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, on the air, I think you're a jerk.
All right.
Okay. Let's move on.
Let's do this haiku bit. Once again, Haiku Master writes three haikus about a certain subject. We urge you to go out to our Facebook page, throw your guesses as to what it is there. I do want to let you know I've already given the secret away, so it's going to be easy tonight, all right?
Probably will.
All right.
But the master is a master in simplicity.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The first. Wednesday, nighttime fun. Come as you are to the bar. Queens run the show.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Second. Big and small square games. An X and capital T. Line and blackout wins.
All right. All right. Yeah.
Okay. And.
No doubt in my mind now.
The last. Have fun and just play. Diversity at its best. Charity event.
All right.
Now, those things are very clear. I mean, it was a really fun evening that we had.
It was.
It was a good time. It just goes to show you don't have to be complex to be
A haiku master.
I'm calling you the Haiku Master.
There can only be one.
Oh, damn it.
The scent of pure evil.
Oh, damn it.
He said it again.
Oh. Just when we thought we were the evil ones, we get a call from Steve from New York. How you doing, brother?
I am breathing in and breathing out, but all I have to say is mom goes away for 1 week and the boys decide to play pirate.
Exactly.
It was startlingly quick, actually.
You know, she is my sister, and she has kind of taken the role of, that my mother left empty. And she's probably sitting at where she's at, listening to us going, they hijacked the station without me, those jerks.
Well, as you and I have discussed, our little strange dysfunctional family has formed roles. And the two of you are the older brother and the younger brother. She's the mom, and we'll forget about some other people.
Yeah.
You know, the family dog.
Well, no, I said this about you in private. I'll say it in public, too. You're that twisted uncle that brings fireworks over to the house, hands them out to kids that are way too young to be playing with fireworks just to see the carnage go on.
And I pled guilty.
Absolutely.
May I take a guess at the Haiku Master?
Yes.
Of course you can.
I will give a coded guess. Let us just say that my name would be Brandy Newport, since you have to have the name of your first pet and the name of the street you grew up on.
Oh, I did not know that.
Well done. That was beautiful.
Okay, then mine actually officially would be Sheba Lincoln.
Ooh.
I know.
Well, actually, wait. Say that one more time, softly.
Sheba Lincoln.
Ooh.
Stop. This is just getting creeping me out.
I really don't like being barricaded in this room with you right
first
now.
First off, we have drag queens and we have piracy. This night cannot get any weirder.
Well, no, there's one thing I have to say to you. Just remember when they come for you with the piracy, I'm not admitted to practice in Colorado, so you're on your bloody own.
Can we get the venue switched to New York? Is that possible?
You know, you can try.
All right.
We'll attempt.
Two things before I read. One, I want to wish our friend Tate good luck. He's got some important news in his family this evening. So way to go, big guy. Good luck. And also I want to extend congratulations to a friend of the show, Angie, who got word of her first publication this week.
All Angie. Right. Now, is that the one that just found me online?
Yes.
Congratulations, Angie.
I linked her up with one of the editors I've had, and she got her first publication announcement yesterday, and there is nothing like your first time.
Exactly. Are we talking about poetry again?
yes, we are.
Okay, sorry.
It's all poetry.
It's all poetry, exactly.
Speaking of which, I have a piece for you, if I may, called On the Uptown IRT This Morning. And for those of you who live in America as opposed to the People's Republic of New York, the IRT is one of the divisions of the subway.
Okay.
All right.
On the Uptown IRT this morning, I saw a girl and thought of you, clutching her Hunter College High School notebook with the same mass of blonde hair, arranged with carefully created ambivalence, and blue jeans, the ever-popular conformist uniform of rebellious individualism. She could be you or your daughter, as it is almost 40 years since we rode the trains together, you getting off at 59th Street, me at 86th, but with a piece of my heart left behind. The only difference now is the gray in my hair and the blank stare she gives, so unlike you, studying as if it were the Talmud, Joni Mitchell lyrics written in green ink in your notebook. For 4 years, we shared our morning ride. I learned your mood, your tastes, your hopes, and barely said a word, too painfully shy to speak. I wonder if you remember the last day of senior year as the train pulled into 59th, after we had been sitting next to each other since Flatbush, in such loud silence, with thighs pressed up against thighs in the crowded subway car, when you turned and kissed me on the cheek and handed me a note. Who knew girls could be shy, too?
Nice.
Thank you.
No, I never had to ride a train to school, but that brought me back to the days of school, and I was surprised to find out the girls were shy as well. That was great. Great piece of art.
That was really
good. Thank you.
Really
good.
I
can remember at the time just wishing I had found out that they could be shy a couple of years earlier.
There you go.
Now,
yes.
Well, I'm sorry, no, after you, Michael.
Steve, I was going to say I have a quote for you. I wanted to see if you knew what it was very quickly.
Okay.
All right, you ready? Mother of Mercy, is this the end of Rico?
You didn't do the Mother of Mercy, is this the end of Rico?
I thought that would give
the
it away.
Wonderful Edward G. Robinson.
Yes.
In his signature role, Little Caesar.
All right.
Nice.
Great work. That's from
Warner
1930.
Brothers, 1932-33.
Right around that, yeah. Excellent work. I have to give you that hands down. Great work.
Well, thank you.
Now are you going to reciprocate?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, last week I gave you an easy one.
Yes.
I gave you an Oscar winner for Best Picture, and you did quite well. Let's see if we can keep the tide going here. Another Oscar winner for Best Picture.
Okay.
British whistling. To resist is the question. Utter madness reigns.
Best Picture, though. Okay.
British whistling, to resist is the question, utter madness reigns.
Wow.
Do you want a hint?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bridge over the River Kwai? No.
Well
under
done,
the river.
Sir.
Okay. I wouldn't have gotten that one. Good.
That was,
I love that movie.
Answer that?
That's a great film, actually. Yeah.
So...
Oh, wow.
Wow,
that was a good one.
That was good whistling there, brother.
Well, I'd be doing better if I didn't have a cigarette in one hand and the phone in the other.
But you'd be less of a New Yorker poet.
Well,
so
I can actually say this now that our staff here is tied up. I've actually got a cigarette in one hand and a Snapple in the other. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Hey, Steve, thank you. And one day I will get one that you...
Well,
good work.
Do you have 30 seconds?
Sure.
If you don't get this one, you must hang your head in shame.
Okay.
That might happen anyway.
No. I mean, sleepy seaside town. Shark turns ocean red with blood. Memory drives Quint.
Well, that's obviously Rocky. I'm kidding. It's Jaws.
You got it.
All right.
Gentlemen, have a magnificent week. Look forward to hearing a long, long show tonight.
Excellent. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Take care, guys.
If you want to call in like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However,
we do have to go to break, so you are listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Arr.
And we are pirating the station tonight. We are World Poetry Open Night, the next revolution of poetry radio.
Vive la revolution!
Hey everyone, it's your girl Lady K, and guess what? Summer is finally here. One of my favorite seasons. So you know what that means. You gotta look good. So why not start with a nice tan? At the Beach has 31 locations in the Denver metro area alone. And for the summer, they have hot deals going on right now. So log on to atbtanning.com right now and see what tan you need. Once again, that's atbtanning.com. At the Beach, my favorite place to tan. Hey, Lady K here. You need a new ride? Go to Commercial SX Motor. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300 or visit them at 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Go to SXMotorsLLC.com and get a hot new ride for the summer.
Steve Miller Band, Abracadabra. Oh, Steve Miller Band, Abracadabra.
Say again?
Steve Miller Band, Abracadabra.
No.
What? Oh, it's the remake, Sugar Ray.
There you go.
Damn. With Sugar Ray?
Yeah.
Best band ever.
To quote some of my favorite poets, I'll jump in your pictures and get get in your way. I'm annoying as hell. I'm like that one kid from Sugar Ray.
You know, my brother played a show with them not long ago.
Sugar Ray?
With Sugar Ray. Yeah, they when he was playing with Matt Morris.
Oh,
they
nice.
Opened up for him. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Well, I mean, I thought Matt Morris' show was cool.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it.
All right. Don't be so impudent. We hijacked the station, and here you get all snooty on us.
You know, I'm just channeling my inner pirate. I'm Sir Michael the Malcontent.
Sir Michael the Malcontent. All right. But someone who's not snooty at all, please welcome from Arizona, longtime listener, caller a while ago, glad she's back with us, please welcome Kat.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Doing wonderful, Kat. How's everything going?
It's very hot down here.
I would imagine. 110?
111.
Ooh.
One more.
Still.
Wow. It's still right now. Oh, my gosh. Kat, I really want to tell you we're very sorry for your condition right now.
I think Jack's actually sorry for your condition right now, too.
I tend to live in the refrigerator during these months.
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
That's beautiful. I have nothing to say to that. I'm going to be nice. You got a poem to share with us?
Yes, actually I do. This one is called By Still Waters. It's, I rewrote Psalm 23 and made it personalized for me. So, when my spirit is weak, so weary of my trials, and it seems I have more frowns than smiles, I turn to the Lord who shepherds me eternally, letting him do the work needed internally. It is then he makes me lay in pastures green, appreciating all the things that are unseen. He guides me to the still pools, repairing my soul. Leading me along the right path is his only goal. Though there are days I walk through a dark veil, I know his protection I can count on without fail. He stands with me before each and every foe, anointing my head until my cup will overflow. I know that goodness and love will companion me all the days that I have on this earth and will not flee. One day I shall dwell in his house in heaven above, a testament to his enduring and ever unending love.
Nice. Well done, Kat.
Thank you.
Now I got to ask
you. I hope it's a great long show, too.
Did you get what I sent you today?
Yes, I did, and I will be working on that through the next week and send it back to you.
Excellent, thank you. I may not be one to collaborate all the time, but when I do, I pick the best poets I can. That's why Kat and I are collaborating.
Oh, thank you.
I am the most interesting poet in the world.
Well, yes, you are.
I don't know. Kat's giving you a run for your money, though.
Yeah, she is.
Hey, thank you very much, Kat. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right, if you want to call in like Kat, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, I'm going to read one of our submissions from Dina.
Okay.
And this is called From Beyond the Grave. Can you hear me? Can you see me? I was taken too early by somebody's mistake. I was ripped from your arms with a bullet's disgrace. I remember you crying. I remember you screaming. I remember you begging and blaming me for leaving. I promise you, I didn't want to go. I tried to tell you, it's okay, let it be. But my mouth won't work. My breath had left me. I don't want to think about how you looked that day, or the pain in your eyes as I slowly slipped away. I promise I'll wait. I know it's till death do us part, but it's the only thing I can do because I can't exist without my heart. I watch the slow procession every time they arrive. I scan the crowd, sometimes hoping, sometimes I deny. I really want you here, but I know you'd have to die. I just hope when you do, you're peacefully asleep and go with a sigh. Remember to always love those who are close. You never know when they'll go and leave you alone. It's a very powerful piece by Dina. We want to say thank you very much for sending it in. That was a submission we had this week.
Dina, you hit the nail on the head. I can't urge everybody enough to love the ones that they've got while they're here, because you never know when they're gone.
It's very true. Very much so. So,
let's go from that to this, which is Mel Patterson from Pennsylvania. Mel, how you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, doing good. I'm glad you called our show tonight.
I can't hear it tonight, but I got through. So I'd like to read a poem called Giggles. It's a poem that was published in These Human Chores. I have a few poems in here, three, I think, but I'll just read one.
Okay.
Called Giggles, and it's about babies.
All right.
All righty. Oh, joy of giggles, as my little one wiggles, laughing hard, we amuse one another. Sounds of his voice babbling excitedly gladden my heart that it almost bursts with thirst for more. We play today until he is tired. When he wakes from his nap, rubbing his blue eyes, yawning, he stands in his crib with arms held up, this chubby cherub of mine. I scoop his squirming body into my arms. After a fresh diapering, we bounce to the kitchen for a snack. In his white high chair, he smashes animal crackers through fat fingers, remnants on his face, and on the floor. He beams, gleamingly, happily giggling, as I sing nursery rhymes to my beautiful baby boy. And that has a little sketch at the bottom that was done by Blackpool Jimmy. It's really cute. He put a sketch of a baby's eyes up over a table or a crib. So that's the poem, and thank you for permitting me to read it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you, Matt.
And you know what? You mentioned Blackpool Jimmy. I would love for him to call the show, too. He is an amazing poet. He submitted some stuff for the podcast that we have on worldpoetryopenmic.net.
That's right. We have to announce that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to miss out on that. But thank you. Thank you for sharing your poetry with us, Mel, as well.
Well, you're welcome. And see you probably next week.
I'm hoping we do see you next week.
Thank you.
All right, if you want to call in like Mel, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We are
World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio, and you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Keep on the line. We'll be back. We're taking over the station.
Introducing the all-new Slim Ambition 8-Week Total Body Transformation Program. Finally, an answer to losing that fat.
My name is Tammy, and I want to tell you about my total body transformation. Back in January, I started a series of treatments at Slim Ambition, and here I am 7 months later, 47 pounds lighter, 5 inches smaller around the waist, and 60 points lower in cholesterol. When I first walked into Slim Ambition, I was a little skeptical, but I was proven wrong. Mark and his team are great to work with. The staff is super friendly and so helpful. I knew the program was working when I got to go shopping for a whole new wardrobe twice. What I like best about Slim Ambition is that not only did it transform my body, it transformed my confidence, my health, and my life.
Sign up now for the 8-week body transformation. Get the tools you need to finally succeed. 24 treatments, meal plan, unlimited access to cardio equipment. More importantly, support and accountability to help you reach your ultimate goals. Call today to book your free consultation, 566-7307.
World Poetry Open Mic proudly presents this KZKO Poetry Moment.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon. Daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights, and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock the mic like a vandal. Light up on stage and wax a chump like a candle.
This KZKO Poetry Moment brought to you by the fine people at World Poetry Open Mic. Heard right here each and every Friday from 8 until 9 p.m. World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for 4 generations. That's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today. Or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Guys, how do pirates know they are pirates?
I have no clue.
They think, therefore, they are.
Oh, no.
Arr. Getting kind of hungry. JT, where's Andy?
Oh, no. I'm trading my Fedorian for a pirate's hat. Officially, right now, we are pirating the radio station. It's ours for the keeping.
It's, until we went out of calls. Ours for the keeping.
It's ours for the keeping.
Oh, this is going to be terrible.
I know.
Okay, here we go. People, if you're listening, if you haven't read, call in now.
303-386-3598.
303-386-3598. I hope there's still someone
Lines
listening.
Lines are open.
Lines are strangely open.
All right. Because they're used to us going off the air. But if you're still listening and you have problems getting through, give us a call. 303-386-3598.
That's right. Now, if we don't have, if for some reason we don't have enough people calling in, we kind of sprung this at the last moment.
Yes.
If we decide to do this again, if we get away, if we're not in federal prison.
Yes. Well, I've got the temporary insanity plea. I've got like a free get out of jail
card. No, you've got a permanently insanity plea.
Yes.
If that doesn't happen, that's fine. We'll go off the air. We'll just,
there you go.
Just, you know, we'll just leave us hanging.
I tell you what, here's the rules. As long as we're getting fresh, new callers, we're going to stay on the air.
Right.
And I'm going to read poems to Phil if need be. If I end up having to read two of my own poems, we're off the air.
We're done.
You do have one more submission, though, you'd like to read.
I do. But give me a moment to wrap my head around it. It's kind of a longer one I got to read.
So I'll read one to fill in. This is entitled Of My Hours Alone. It's written in a form that I created called the Underhillian Sonnet. The crickets are chirping deep in the night. Lilac blows on a gentle summer breeze. A coffee and smoke on my back porch step. A long night off from workaday grind. Silence within the early morning hours with both my daughter and wife fast asleep. The cool air is such a welcome delight as it gently stirs the cottonwood trees, mulling over memories I have kept tucked away safe within this poet's mind, just like milk that eventually sours, old memories fade causing me to weep. The darkened hours that I spend alone are some of the most painful that I've ever known.
Wow.
Thank you.
It's a good one.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, so this one I'm going to read a submission. It's by The Dreamweaver.
Okay.
Okay. The summer camp job advertised looked okay, I thought. I'd give it a go. It'd pay enough, plus I'd get a free costume. A first for me doing drag queen bingo. All the twos, it's number 22. I felt sheepish saying this in a wig with a backless dress and high heels. I would have been okay, but the heels were big. While teetering over the microphone, my balance was tested. Then, too late, I had lost it completely, just when I'd said, two fat ladies, number 88. I know to everybody marking cards, me falling forwards came as a surprise. Some thought seeing my false boobs was far better than winning the first prize. Gone was the confidence inside me as I lay on the floor, quiet as a mouse. I'd shouted, on its own, number one, at that somebody called out, house. So I'd done it. My first day was done. I'd given it a go. I'd gotten the feel. Tomorrow would be much easier to do, not least because I ditched the heels.
All right.
There you go. That was from the Dreamweaver.
And about drag queen bingo, which we ended up attending this week.
That's right.
And so we're still on the air. Your chance to call if you're having a hard time getting through. Now is the perfect time. 303-386-3598.
Oh, there's Andy. Hey, and JT.
Yeah?
Dude, I'm hungry. Let's do it.
So am
I. Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
We'll be back. I've done one of my poems. I'm doing a second one now. So if that was a great time to keep us on the air, give us a call. 303-386-3598. This is one I entitled The Pale Blue Eye. The pale blue eye that haunts me. At one point in time, compared to that of a vulture's eye, locked and fixed, staring into other realms. The lights are on, but nobody's home. My screams and pleading echo all around. Prayers heard only by God's ears. Is he looking at me? My breath panting in the cold night air. Is he gazing into my soul? Have I broken the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not kill is clearly written. Brought down from the mountain, as mountains crumble, my heart is doing so right now. The eye keeps staring off, unmoving. Terror grips my mortal soul. moments in time that are frozen in my brain, torturing my existence, making me go insane. For days the visions have seemed to stain. The vulture's eye keeps staring at me, staring through me. Into what realms of consciousness I cannot imagine. My heart heaves a heavy sigh, and my soul wants to weep and cry, as I pray for a stranger not to die, though I'm haunted by his pale blue eye.
That's a pretty powerful one there, man.
Yeah, that one was about, well, I hit somebody with my car at like 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that was what came out shortly, well, I'll say 6 days after. That was the first thing I wrote after the
incident. I remember that being a really rough time for you as well. I mean, that was kind of a surprise because you and I were together that night.
Yeah, I dropped you off at home, and I was on my way to my house.
Right.
And guy standing right in the middle of the road.
It's pretty crazy.
However, we do have a caller on the line. Please welcome Frank.
Hey, this is Frank from Frankfort, Tennessee.
Hey, Frank from Frankfort. How are you?
Doing just fine. How are you?
Doing good. You got a poem to share with us?
I do have a poem to share with you. This poem's called Dreams, Memories, Imagination, Poetry.
All right.
I find that dreams are painted on the inside of our minds, watercolor images of what we come to find, flowing on the breezes as they whisper softly low, sending forth a message of the things we soon to know. Memories are fashioned of a once-remembered place, sewn together neatly on the edges that we trace. Photographic visions held so tight behind the wall, waiting for a moment that our hearts begin to call. Imagination flourishes with nothing much to see. Scenes that we now conjure up of where we long to be. Dancing on the avenue with stars up in the sky, even when it's cloudy, we can see them wander by. Poetry brings feelings, standing now as one, wrapped in tiny packages, verses filled with fun, tied together neatly, thoughts we're thinking of, colored paper stanzas with a bow on top of love. So as you read this poem, think of memories you've seen. Use your imagination to create the perfect dream, and hopefully you're finding that all of this is true, for these four things I write about are all inside of you.
Nice.
Wow.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you for giving us a call, Frank.
No problem.
All right.
If you want to call in like Frank, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. I have another submission I'm going to do here.
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is actually, I believe, and it isn't actually listed here in the submission, it appears that it's from Chinese.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm not an expert in you know, so... forgive me if it's not.
Well, the Phantom's not here.
Yes.
Exactly. She would be able to tell if it was, you know. However, this it looks like it's translated by Elizabeth Want and Don Hagelberg.
Okay.
And it's called Morning Rays. The sunshine knocks at dream's door. All the troths are released in the night. They also close my heart. Only a shadow shaves the sun and disappears in the dream you sowed. Beautiful seeds germinate and shower with the morning rays. And that was actually written by Elizabeth Wang.
Nice.
Beautiful piece.
Well done.
So,
all right. Since that reset the clock, I'll do one more.
Okay.
And it's a long enough poem that it's actually, we'll consider this too. So this, you have more than enough time to call in. If you want to call in like all our other callers tonight, keep us on the air. 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Now, we know because we're able to look at the numbers of the people that are listening to the show.
Yes, we
know. We know that there are a lot of people who listen to the show. We also know that it's nerve-wracking to call in.
Exactly. So,
and
you can.
So, give us a call if you haven't done it before. Go ahead and try it.
You know, and all they really have to keep in mind is you're only talking to two people.
Exactly, right?
Well, one and a half.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
What are you saying?
I'm talking about myself.
Oh, yeah.
I've eaten the lower.
Well.
Well, you got to keep the head alive.
Is that how it works?
That is the key.
Oh, see?
Human sushi.
I'm not an expert.
Okay.
There you go.
Where's Andy, by the way?
Oh. All right. So this one is entitled, first off, I'm going to share. I haven't actually done this one on the show before. I did it at my live open mics many, many times. It's a little bit lengthy, but we'll do this one. This is entitled Fiera Fiara, the monster bass of Stockton Lake. One Saturday, while fishing in the rolling hills of West Missouri, while drinking Colorado Kool-Aid with my vision all blurry, I caught a sight as I was throwing out about my thousandth cast. It wasn't an inland shark or whale of sorts, but a great, ginormous bass. Well, I reeled in my line as quickly as I could out of my mounting fear, and I set my pole down and lit up a smoke, and I grabbed another beer. I thought about the gigungous fish and I had that I had just seen as my fear did pass, and I set my sights and goals so high when I swore that I would catch that bass. I caught my breath and finished the beer and smoked down that square, calling out a warning to that giant fish, you'd better just beware. So I grabbed my pole, rested and refreshed, thinking that I was ready for the fight, and I readied myself upon the shore and I gathered up all of my might. And I set my cast out to where I'd seen the beast not 20 minutes before, with my visions in my head of records and ribbons from this hefty score. What a great fishing tale this catch would eventually make to snare and land the biggest fish, the monster of Stockton Lake. I knew the trials would be hard, even for the best anglers around, but at mere sight of this behemoth bass, he was 50 if he were merely a pound. Yet somehow I knew this fish would eventually be mine, that me and half of Springfield could have a fish fry and heartily dine. Then in an instant my line went tight, and I knew it would be war, and wouldn't you know it, that son of a fish, he dragged me from the shore. I scraped my face upon the rocks, and I held tight to my fishing pole, but I had to cut my line as my dignity this monster stole. I cursed the fish, and I gained my feet, and I waded back to dry land. The fight was on, the round one really didn't go as planned. Back to my tackle box for another beer and a smoke to get ready for round two, only this time the fear was gone and my anger ran me through. No damn fish is going to get the better of me, I swore to our creator. Some fish are known to be smart indeed, but man's knowledge is greater. So I grabbed a rope from my car and I tied myself off to a tree. Well, I will get you now, you monster of a fish, just you wait and see. What happened next would make most fishermen chuckle and laugh. The next strike by that humongous fish snapped my rod right in half. So I cut my line once more, and I untied myself from the rope. This only solidified my quest to catch him where most would give up hope. I knew nothing I had in my tackle box would help me catch this beast, so I needed bigger weapons if I were to catch the swimming feast. So I drove off to the tackle shop to inquire about this massive fish. Breaking every largemouth bass record was my one and only wish. I got a look from the attendant like I was some sort of jerk. You want to catch Fiara? Asked the old tackle shop clerk. When it comes to fish, Fiara is just like Michael Myers. He never gives up, and no matter what, that fish never tires. I've seen better men try to catch him in all my 45 years. Forget about that monstrosity and go back to drinking your beers. The clerk's advice unheeded, it only solidified my quest. If I'm going to catch this fish, then I will have to bring my best. So I drove home to rearm myself and ponder how I will achieve my goal. I knew that I could catch him if I took my deep-sea fishing pole. That night I sobered up and had a big supper with visions of Fiara in my head. I had a hard time nodding off when it finally became time for bed. The monster fish even invaded my dreams while I tried to sleep. If I could land this one fish, I knew the record would be mine to keep. The anticipation killing me, I could not wait for the morning light. But I laid there and tossed and turned for the better part of the night. I was not well rested, I must admit, when the first rooster called the morn. But I just had to get up and get going, though I felt so tired, weathered, and worn. I drove back out to Stockton Lake to have my showdown with this beast. And though I thought I was not prepared, to say the least. Cast after cast into Fiara's den with not so much as a single bite, I guess that fish had moved along and had enough of my fight. Then in an instant my luck had changed, and I got the object of my desire. He pulled all the line off my reel so quick that it smoked and caught on fire. Another rod and reel lost to this fish, leaving me cursing his name, and that's when I thought of the next move within this fisherman's game. I guess I'd have to pull out all the stops in my pursuit of this bass. I would go fishing with a stick without a reel, and that you didn't have to cast. So I borrowed a case of dynamite from a leprechaun with no name, assuring him that nothing would go wrong, and if so, I would take the blame. So I boated out to Fiara's Hole with my dynamite ready for some real fishing. True justice for my lost gear in this endeavor is all that I'm really wishing. Fishing it made as easy as light the fuse and let the sucker fly. Come close now, Fiara. The time has come for you to die. I see him in a moment within the water so quick. I set the stick alight. I throw the stick into the water with all my anguish and spite. The explosion ripped a hole in my boat and the water came rushing in. And I swear I saw Fiara swim by with nothing but a largemouth grin. And as I abandoned my now-sinking boat and swam back to the shore, I knew the time had come once more to escalate our personal war. That is it. As sad as it may seem, I mean every word that I said about the monster fish of Stockton Lake that so screwed with my head. Fiara will pay for all of the wounds that she has put on my psyche, that sadistic fish that has had enough of tangling with me. So yes, officer, in fact I was speeding, cruising back out to Stockton Lake. 100% true this story, not one fact did I fake. If you think me crazy, and I guess in my own twisted way, but I will get Fiara in the end if I keep trying till my dying day. I hope this explains about the fish, my speeding, how I've come so far, and why it is you see it as shoulder-fired rocket in the back of my car. All right. And the person that wins the Patience Award for sitting through that on hold. And our first time caller to our show, please welcome Don Hinkleberg.
Hi, guys. Thank you, Mark, for the fishy tale.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it. This poem I'm going to do is just Blind Circumstance, and it's dedicated for Mara Don.
All right.
You picked up the dead stone of my heart with your right hand and threw me just so. So I flew above the surface of the lake of love. My dead heart kissed the lake surface, skipped until it finally plopped, stopped, only to deep drown in the once clear water of care and concern. All of me came to rest, compressed in the bottom water, and so I was unable to see you walk away from the lip of the lake towards the heavy conceit of asphalt and concrete. Come back to the lake and dredge me out and wash away the murky cover, because I do not wish to remain in this blind circumstance. End poem.
Nice. Well done, brother. Now, Don, you're out in my home neighborhood, aren't you?
Excuse me, sir?
You're out in my home neighborhood. Or you're just south of San Francisco, correct?
No, I'm north of San Francisco.
North. Where are you? What city?
This is Sonoma.
Sonoma, okay. I'm from Santa Cruz originally, so when I heard some of the stomping grounds and where you've been and the stations you've been on, I'm like, it's amazing. I used to listen to all the stations when I was growing up.
This is appreciated.
Oh, your work is appreciated, my friend.
And that is appreciated. Please continue and know that I have gotten some memos out or e-notes out, and hopefully, there'll be some more call-ins.
Excellent. Thank you, Don.
Very appreciated, sir. Thank you.
All right. If you want to call in like Don, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-30... Let me try that again.
That
that's
again.
303-386-3598.
Is pirating wearing on your tongue? Is that...
It is, but can I tell you...
It's more of Andy that wore on his tongue.
Oh...
Let's qualify that. We will after the break. However, before we go to a break, I have another question for you.
All right.
Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
I actually know this one.
So. I don't know this one.
Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels. We'll be back.
Oh, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, not a comedy show, the next evolution in poetry radio.
I think that's obvious.
Are you always asking yourself where I can get great protection for my wireless devices? Then go to MyTechDefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. Originally designed to protect military helicopter blades, cars, airplanes, and boats from erosion, with modern-day research and improvement, the urethane films have resulted in today's ultimate protection for personal electronics. The Royal Wraps Clear Finish. Royal Wraps Matte Finish helps resist fingerprints from even starting and will keep your device looking new all the time. And check this out. You ever wanted your phone or tablet to reflect your favorite sports team, brand, or anything for that matter? Well, now you can. You can choose any design you want, and they will transform your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at techdefense.com or click the link on kzkoradio.com and protect yourself with royalty today.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver, or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Power Man 5000, Shaka Monkey?
Not quite.
No? Did I get the group wrong? Yeah.
When I
JT, I know we really shouldn't say anything, but that's good food, man.
I know. Well, you got to fry them up first.
Well, you know, people like that's their awesome steaks done different, you know, different types of barbecue for different folks.
There you go. That's Cold Chamber and Ozzy
Cold
Osbourne.
Cold Chamber. I knew it was some weird, twisted, hard band like that.
So, but yes, you have to. Little spice.
A little bit of spice.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, man.
Did Rizzo get the spice on that?
Good job.
Yes.
All right.
That was good stuff. Hey, we're on a poetry show.
Yes,
we have taken over the radio station.
Yep. We're going as long as we have callers.
And which may not be very long, you know?
No. But you have a chance, 303-386-3598.
Take a chance. 303-386-3598. So basically the deal is, if you have, is it one more poem, brother?
Well, I read that one. Don came in, so we'll reset it to. I write short poems, so you guys might want to hurry. Call 303-386-3598.
Okay. That's 303-386-3598. But you have one for us?
I do. This one, actually, I was skimming through my book. I mentioned a poet that is now gone in this one, and it kind of caught my eye, so I figured I'd read it. This is entitled Lavishing a Poetic Thought. I embrace my poetic idea as I begin to pen another verse while I'm listening to Chick Corea or something that is jazzy and diverse. Penning in my tome so woefully worn while drinking my louche with my Uncle Sid, Miles Davis blows on his magic horn all while Loki Greensy shares a fat lid. A coffee house with such a pleasant vibe, John Coltrane is blowing tunes from his sax. The chemicals in which I imbibe, overindulgence to make me relax. Mania creeps in when the jazz is hot, as I lavish within my poetic thought.
I like that one.
Yeah. There are times I actually miss Loki. He's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
All right. Speaking of great poets, calling in all the way from Alabama, please welcome Kevin.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. Oh, I got a poem here. Y'all excuse me if I mess up on it, but I'm going to go with it.
Hey, no problem at all.
All right.
It's called Consequences. Just Ask Yourself. Does a mother ask herself, what's the consequences? When she takes a pillow and places it over a baby's face, taking her child's last breath that the child sleeps. Then in the face of the public's eye, she falsely weeps. Then ask yourself, just ask yourself. Does a kid with high promise in life ask themselves, what's the consequences of holding a store at gunpoint with a friend, only taking a few cigarettes and not to register a few figures? And then in the end, the friend still squeezes the trigger. then ask yourselves. Just ask yourselves. Does a serial murderer or rapist ask themselves what's the consequences of graduating to their first kill while putting their filthy hands on the innocent, taking what of theirs that is intimate? And then trying to break their victims mentally and physically, thinking it's all legitimate, then ask yourselves. Just ask yourselves. Does one ask themselves what's the consequences of fighting back while being held with others hostage when the tension is heavy? When the fact is, he or she could be put in the media as a hero saving everyone, or in the media as a fool getting themselves killed, now they're all in the obituary. Then ask yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, just ask yourselves. Does any of us ask ourselves what's the consequences of any action before reacting? Some of us have the mind frame to think before reacting, when others just act before thinking. Then the rest could carry the list of the consequences of their actions if they can get away with the cause of their actions. Now imagine this world if it was all actions without any consequences. Just ask yourself.
Nice, brother. Well done, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling our show. Don't quit calling our show. I love your stuff, brother.
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent. If you want to call in like Kevin, give us a call, 303-386-3598. Quick overview of the rules. We are taking poetry as long as you keep new callers coming in. We have had complaints that people are not getting through. Basically, the general rule is if I have to read two poems in a row, we are going to shut it down. So, that being said, now is the time to call 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And so I'm going to do another one. This is one of my father's favorite ones also, not the absolute favorite that he liked, but I haven't done this since like our first or second show. This is entitled Tea Mini Martini, so I dedicate it to you, Mr. 8-Boy.
Thank you.
Bring me a martini, shaken, not stirred. Make my poetic vision become blurred. Marinate an olive or three, drinking until I cannot see. Remove from this poet his swagger, causing him to stumble and stagger, like Dino and Frankie late at night, setting the town and ladies' hearts alight. Bring me a martini, shaken, not stirred. Yes, another one is what you heard. This time soak an onion in the gin and make it as dirty as carnal sin. Freeing my rage within my poetic thought, new horizons will again be sought, filling up my senses with Cheshire delight as I go looking for another fight. Bring me a martini, shaken not stirred, causing my next poem to become slurred, float a maraschino cherry in the broth, turning my manic mind into a sloth. Medicate my muse away for a time, bring me a break from writing my rhyme, make me feel like a different poet tonight, as with thick tongue I do recite. Bring me a martini, shaken, not stirred. I know this mini seems to be absurd. Give me an olive, onion, and cherry. One last cocktail to make me feel merry. Make me put away my pen and my tome and call a cab to make my way home. Anything else would be less than polite. As I pass out, I softly say goodnight.
I remember your father liking that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a cool one.
So... oh, hey, we have a caller. Please welcome, calling all the way from the UK, very late at night or early in the morning out there. Tony, how you doing, brother?
Yeah, fine, Judge. Nice one. I'm a bit lively, as you can see. It's getting later in the morning, and I'm waking up a bit better each time I call.
Awesome.
Excellent. Maybe one day we'll push it a few more hours, and you'll be up and in your normal time.
Yeah, I thought, well, you know, might as well get in there, but you've extended the show, so I'll do that.
Awesome.
I seem to have got your radio in the background. I've turned it off now.
That's all right.
Yes, this is a poem that actually I've not long composed. It's called Only You Know Well. I actually dedicated this to Josephine Vella, when I actually did it, it sounded pretty good to myself, so here it is. Being near as far, as dear as where your thoughts are, it would appear to find it's only you who knew enough to listen, making this a sincere pledge in calling love wonderful, or whether you'll remember the words played for reasons, distance didn't seem afraid, it wouldn't strain hitherto. only you was sung where tears rang out as such the sensitive call given that friendships make gesture simplifying their pairing to enthrall. That ability unto trust without overstepping that mark of where it goes should choosing to perceive love's whereabouts close enough that it grows. Quite a short one, that one.
I liked it.
Yes, I loved it as well, you know, so I'm going to keep it.
Yes, and you know what? You mentioned another poet of the month that we had, Mr. Josephine Vella. And that's, you know, she had called, she had written us and told us she was having a hard time getting through. That's why we're kind of hijacking the station. And we've lost Andy at this point, so hopefully we won't lose any more.
Well, if Josephine can't get through, I hope that will make up for it.
Excellent. Thank you, Tony.
Yes, lovely.
All right. Good to speak with you, man.
Bye. Have a good day.
And you. Bye.
Bye.
Excellent.
All right, if you want to call in like Tony, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
All right, we are being told that once again, we do have to take a break. We're going to try and keep format going, even though we've hijacked the stage.
We're capitalist pirates.
You're listening to KZKO's The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Hey, Lady K here. You need a new ride? Go to Commercial SX Motor. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300 or visit them at 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Go to SXMotorsLLC.com and get a hot new ride for the summer.
I just don't know.
The later we go, the weirder you get, my friend.
I've got some things to pull out of my hat.
I'm glad you said hat.
I literally just about said that.
Who is this?
It's Moby.
Okay, that makes sense. This is good.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask something that has nothing to do with Moby. Do you happen to have the Ultimate Warrior theme song?
No, but I'm sure I could find it.
Okay, I think we should try that sometime.
Okay.
So, we've got World Poetry Open Mic. We are still on the air. Rules are that we're going to keep taking calls as long as they're unique callers, and as long as I don't read two poems in a row. We are in sudden death, which Andy met very quickly, too.
And the fact is, we're basically locked in the studio. We've tied everybody else up. We're holding the radio hostage, and J-Todd is threatening to read two poems in a row if people don't call in.
Exactly.
And keep
it's
sharing.
It's a threat.
It's a threat.
All right.
However, it looks like we do have a caller, but I'm not sure who it is yet.
They're being queued up right now.
Okay.
And trying to see if I should... Hey, we've got a special caller. Please welcome, calling all the way from Littleton, Colorado, she is Anne.
With an E.
Hello, J-Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have not heard from you in so long. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. The world's a great place.
It is. And it's even better now that you're with us.
Well, good. I am going to read you the poem that made me weep horribly when I was a child.
Sounds fun.
Just uncontrollably. It's Little Boy Blue from by Eugene Field. And you all know Eugene Field is a poet from Denver. So, you know, being the eternal teacher that I am, I have to throw little tidbits in at you. So anyway, this is Little Boy Blue.
Okay.
The little toy dog is covered with dust, but sturdy and staunch he stands. And the little toy soldier is red with rust, and his musket molds in his hand. Time was when the little toy dog was new and the soldier was passing fair. And that was the time when our little boy Blue kissed them and put them there. Now don't you go till I come, he said, and don't you make any noise. So toddling off to his trundle bed, he dreamt of his pretty toys. And as he was dreaming, an angel song awakened our little boy Blue. Oh, the years are many, the years are long, but the little toy friends are true. Faithful to little boy blue they stand, each in the same old place, awaiting the touch of a little hand, the smile of a little face. And they wonder as the waiting the long years through in the dust of that little chair, what has become of our little boy blue since he kissed them and put them there?
Nice.
So, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, and it's great to hear from you. Please don't stop calling our show.
Oh, I won't. You know I won't, but I always listen every week.
I know you're a faithful listener, and I really appreciate it, and you've been one of the longest supporters we've had in our show, and I just want you to know we love you very much.
Well, I love all of you, even Michael.
I know, right? It's kind of hard to love such a sociopath.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And if you want to call in again, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
It's 303-386-3598. This is what happens after this. People don't hear this part.
No.
Normally we're like at a Village Inn and the waitress is really working hard to just deal with us.
I'm sure the waitress is probably going, where are they?
Where are they? She probably thought she offended us last week.
Exactly.
You know what's going to be weird is go in there and we just be pirates the whole time.
Arr.
You know, I considered doing that for an entire year once.
Oh, no.
That would have been pretty rough.
Rough.
All right. That's horrible. All right, so we're going to follow Anne's Wonderful Child's poem with this that I wrote back in 2010. It was my first attempt at doing the Curio form. This is entitled Curio for a Stripper. Don't laugh at me, guys. All right. Now I can't do this straight.
Well, okay, let's do it seriously, right. Totally seriously.
As she kisses me with her lips and grinds me, rotating her hips, my actions I cannot control. Lord, have mercy upon my soul. The vixen with sapphire eyes and her creamy, silky, smooth thighs, whose form I have come to extol, Lord, have mercy upon my soul. Captivated at her mere sight, I know these feelings just aren't right. Now sinful pleasures are my goal. Lord, have mercy upon my soul. How much is it one man can take? My iron will begins to shake. My temptation she doth cajole. Lord, please have mercy upon my soul. Unto my sin I want to cave. It is her form for which I crave. My innocence for which she hath stole. Lord, have mercy upon my soul. So, there we go. That was number one. We do not have a caller, so.
We don't. Okay.
Oh. All right.
Oh. Here we go.
Number two, and then we'll shut it down.
All right.
Sudden death.
We'll end
go
up
get
this
some
one.
Pie.
We'll go get some pie.
Some punch and pie.
Billy Jean.
Wow.
All right. This is entitled Tonight's Prayer. I haven't read this one in forever, so forgive me if I stumble upon it. Tonight is the night I pray for the whole world but me. I write down all I say for all of the world to see. I pray for the hungry children. I pray for the mentally infirmed. I pray for the unforgiven who have in this life squirmed. I pray for the world leaders. May they all finally become wise. I pray for the welfare cheaters. May they finally open their eyes. I pray for the wounded and weak, the ones that haven't a clue, who haven't seen the words you speak, and come to know that they are true. I pray for the people that are poor, who fight to make it day to day. I pray for the poets of this world that have not one word to say. I pray for the police and fire doing their job tonight. I pray with a burning desire only to do what is right. I pray for the ones in drought and the ones in flooding as well. I pray for the ones in doubt that they may gain something to tell. I pray for the lost souls gone astray. May they be brought back unto your fold. I pray for the people that have gone away walking your streets of gold. Heavenly Father, I pray all of this so that someday you will see that something in my life is amiss. Yes, this does pertain to me. So as I lay my head down to sleep, I pray this with all of my heart. Then nodding off, I gently weep for blessings that you impart. Thank you, Lord, for all of these gifts you have given unto this dark one like me. Help me to mend all of my rifts and set my anguish to be free.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Well, I think that I think we should end our barricade.
All right.
Actually, Mike, do you have an
assignment? I do have an assignment, actually. I just wasn't sure if I should give it in our sudden death overtime.
Well, you can give it, and we'll just put it up on our site or something.
Well, let me read it very quickly, if anybody's still listening, and then I'll also put it up on our site here. Okay? So I'm kind of following in the theme of the Tao Te Ching-inspired thing. So there's a lot of paradoxical ideas there. So here's the one to whatever this means to you.
And I'm the poet. He uses a fake word like paradoxical. I'm just kidding.
All right. Without going out the door, know the world. Without looking out the window, see the way to heaven. What does that mean to you? And whatever that means to you, find a way to express that through a poem.
Right on.
It's kind of a, that's actually a verse that I was introduced to years ago, and it's really taken a lot of meaning the more and more you think about it. It's kind of in line with the idea of a wise man knows what the weather is without looking outside. It has a lot of meanings to it.
Oh, yeah, they've got the Weather Channel on in there.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Right. I know.
Okay. Brilliant. Now.
I think it's a cool assignment, though.
That is a great assignment.
I like it. I think it's going to be a fun one, and I want to thank everybody who's who stayed with us and listened. We slowed down a little bit, but actually not all that much. And I think the next time we decide to do this, if there is another time, we'll kind of let people know online a little bit beforehand and just kind of plan some things out and see what we can do. But this was fun.
Exactly.
I thought this was a cool time.
It was a lot of fun. And we'll have to use nylon ropes next time instead of chains on our step.
Yeah, I think we could be a little bit nicer. Although I will say
now we need to find a replacement for Andy too.
Yeah, JT. For a guy who was a comedian, he didn't taste very funny.
No, he didn't. That was really weird.
Man.
A little rough. A little gamey.
All right.
A little gamey.
And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next revolution in poetry radio.
Play the music!
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you. Caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Came out great.